At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Get everything for your next project at Menards. Tackle tough jobs with Loctite Power Grab. This all-purpose construction adhesive is easy to use and bonds to a variety of materials. Plus, it's high strength, paintable, and reduces the need for clamping with zero-second instant grab. Save big money on Loctite Power Grab at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you live Saturday morning. And how cool is it to, you know, Sunday's coming up, but we already got the win in the books. Not only just a win, the most important game on the entire 49ers schedule for the rest of the year. You check that one off the list. You know, whenever the schedule comes out, I've been, you know, preaching up this tree, and I probably should pull up the schedule so we can talk about what's next. But, you know, I said, as soon as the schedule came out, right there, week six, that Thursday night football at Seattle, the most important game of the entire schedule, the entire year for the 49ers. And, you know, you had the back-to-back division games. You had Arizona, and then you had at Seattle. Came away 1-1. But again, if you had to win one, you got the one that we needed. You got the one that we needed. So that's huge. Now, looking ahead of the schedule, obviously it's crazy. You got this little mini bye, the 49ers, because you play Thursday and you don't play until next Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs are coming to town. And thanks to the NFL, after a mini bye, we still have a rest disadvantage because the Chiefs are coming off of a bye week. Then we play the Dallas Cowboys coming off of a bye week. Like, just absolutely bananas, but whatever. You play with what you got. Yeah, you go out there, you do what you got to do. So two big games, the Chiefs game, and I understand. Here, I'll tell you what. We're going to jump to Trent Williams. I was going to save this till way later in the week, but, you know, it's great whenever you're 2 minutes into an episode and you're way off track, way off notes, and way off script already. That's okay. I ain't mad. I'm not mad about that. Now, the majority of today's show is going to be on the grades and kind of what happened in the Thursday game looking back. But, man, whenever you see the Chiefs on the schedule, it's what it is. Here's Trent Williams.
It's a game. It's another game. I mean, it's not like we can get payback for losing in the Super Bowl. That ship has sailed. So it's another game. We got to come out and try to play complimentary football. We got to – obviously, we know what type of team that is, one of the best teams in the league, you know, all-star quarterback, you know, great coach. So it's going to be a tough game regardless. So, you know, we're going to take these 3 days off and regroup and come try to put a complete game together.
So, like, I understand the wounds, the trauma that 49ers fans have whenever you just hear Chiefs, whenever you see a Chiefs fan, whatever. I get it. I understand that. But it is weird. Like, if I'm looking at the 49ers schedule moving forward, the Kansas City Chiefs game doesn't matter, especially with the 3-3 record. Yeah, you would fall to 3-4. That matters. But, man, you are still behind the eight ball in regards to division record, right? You're 1-2. And conference record, you're 1-3. So you have to improve those things. AFC games don't matter. So, you know, if I'm looking, and you know, I'm doing this off the top of my head, okay? So here's the remaining games. I'm going to fly through them, and then I'm going to tell you which ones I think are the most important, okay? Chiefs, Cowboys, Bucks, Seahawks, Packers, Bills, Bears, Rams, Dolphins, Lions, Cardinals, okay? That's what we got left. AFC games, ones that do not count for tiebreakers. Chiefs, Bills, Dolphins. So those three right there are your least important games. Now, of those three, I would put the Chiefs probably most important, Bills second, and then the Miami Dolphins, who knows what that team's going to be like at that point. We'll see. So then you get to the NFC games that you have left on the slate. Let's do the non-district games. Non-district, it's not high school. Non-division games. Cowboys, Bucks, Packers, Bears, Lions. Well, Lions number one. That's the most important of those games. Then I'm going, man, I think I'm going to do Cowboys and Bucks. Those are huge. And then Bears, man, the Bears are in there too. You don't really have any cupcakes left. The Bears have been playing really good defensive football, just kind of squeaking out a lot of wins, but they're a decent team. Packers, good Lord. You know, what are the Packers going to be? Are they one of the best teams? Are they not? Like, these are tough games. Then you get to the three most important, and you've got Seattle. That's your next division opponent. You play them November 17th. Then you've got the Rams, another Thursday night game in December. And then last game of the year at Arizona Cardinals. That might be the game for the NFC West. Now, I do believe the 49ers are in first place currently. If the Cardinals win this week, they would be in first place because of those tiebreaker rules that I'm talking about. But, man, I want to say this. I think the most important game on the schedule is Week 18, the last game of the season at Arizona. Shout out to the NFL schedule makers. I did not see that coming. Now, is there a lot of bad blood with the Cardinals or whatever else? No, that's not what it is. But, golly, man. This is huge. So let's look back a little bit now, okay? So the 49ers, again, the Seattle game was a must-win game. Here's what Debo had to say about this, and I like what he said. This is Debo talking about, was that Seattle game a must-win game?
It was definitely a must-win, but kind of look at must-wins a little different. Must-wins are like, if you lose, you're done. So at the end of the day, we treated it as a must-win for sure to get back on track. And, you know, we got this mini bye and then get back to work on Monday, Tuesday, whichever day Cal want to have a bonus practice.
There we go. Now, I got to say thank you to my man. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs I'm going to be going through. I got this freaking awesome hat from my man right here, Darren and Jen. You guys are incredible. So rocking the Hawaii hat today. I've been saving it to see you in the chat, and I had it next to me, and I wore it the other day, and the flat bill, whatever, but, you know, we pull it off, so I want to say thank you, Darren, appreciate that. All the other hashtag CCs, yeah, I'm rocking the Hawaii hat today, baby. Got my Texas shirt on, Red River Rivalry, it's a Red River shootout, but they're changing it to Rivalry, it's what it is, we'll take it. Go Horns, hook them, baby. Look at this, Kevin. Seahawks dinner, chef's kiss. I freaking love it. Yes. Hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. Alejandro, so cool hanging out, man. Nice to put a face to the name. For all the people that came out this week, man, we had such a freaking awesome time. It was incredible. Seattle, we always hit there. It's incredible. And shout out to the man, Alex, you know, president of Seattle Niners faithful. just the coolest people that exist in the world. Thank you guys for letting us be a small part of that wonderful time. I'll talk to you later this week. I got to send some stuff your way, but I just want to say thank you guys. Everybody out here, here we go. Jordan, if we can go 4-2 in the division, we're good. Yeah, you go 4-2, you won the division, period. That's just what it is. You go 4-2, you win the division. That's what it is. Let's compound that with what Trent put up there, if it plays.
You know, it's still early. It's only week 6. So, you know, we can still write this shit without having to string off 9 straight wins, you know. So today was important. You know, it was every bit of a must win without technically being a must win.
So you still got to handle business. Yeah, you're in first place after probably the slowest, like worst start that you could have had, but you won the crucial matchup. And I think that is gigantic. I think that's huge. What's up, Sean? How we doing? We got Malik in the house. Appreciate this, man. You guys are awesome. I love everybody jumping in here. Hey, Josh, Brian, that's what I'm talking about. Right here, Poison Protector. I feel like we turned this damn ship around, put the league on notice that the 49ers are the powerhouse we think we are, and we say we are. You go beat the Chiefs, who are undefeated, one of two teams. Them and the Vikings of all teams. And it's not like the thing about the Chiefs, I don't want to dive too much into this. You know, here's what's crazy. Geno Smith, you're like, wait, you just said Chiefs. I know, hold on. I want to get there. Geno Smith has the exact same amount of touchdown passes as interceptions, which is terrible. Like, that is not the mark of a good quarterback. Geno Smith has 6 touchdown passes. 6 interceptions. That's bad. Now, and I mean, they won 3 in a row. Geno was hot. Then Geno turned to be Geno, and they lose 3 in a row. Then you look at the Chiefs, and guess what? Patrick Mahomes, 6 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions. However, they are 5-0. They are in every single game that they played in. I don't think they had every single the Saints game. They won by 13 points. Every other game was a one possession game. They're winning in different ways. Now they still have Patrick Mahomes, who is the best player in football. I understand the stats are what they are, whatever. He's not playing that way now, but he's still Patrick Mahomes. They just find ways to win. A lot of it's because of their defense. Their defense is playing unbelievable. Golly, man, back-to-back games. They didn't even allow 225 yards. Now, you played the Chargers and the Saints. We're a little bit different than that. But the Chiefs are winning with defense, special teams, and just grit. The 49ers are one of two teams. We got it. That's what's up, man. I freaking love it. Bubba, I didn't know you were from the islands. That's what's up, man. I love learning more about people that are in here. You guys are the best ever. Seattle says you should wear everything you've been given all at the same time. I want to. Man, I've got a whole stack of stuff that people share with me that I've got to go through. And yeah, people are so generous and I'm so thankful. Like, I love that stuff. I really, really do. And so I just want to say thank you to everybody and your generosity for all the stuff that you bring, you know, our way. Jason, I love this. Talofa Faithful. Yes, yes, yes. Awesome time hanging out this weekend, man. I love it. And this is the thing too, Sean. Refs belling the, you know, that's going to be a thing. It's the Jordan rules. It's just different. NFL is a money-making machine, and the 49ers are on the opposite side of that. We can't even get reviews with conclusive video evidence to help us with what actually happened, and there's documented proof of what happened. We still miss those calls. Expect the Chiefs to be one of those games where the NFL steps in and helps them. My thing as a coach was always, look, don't let it be decided by the freaking officials. If you let the game be that close, that's your fault. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not going to complain when the refs are the refs. Never let your kids grow up to be refs. But you got to go do your business. You got to handle that. That's just what you got to do.
Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less, it's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition, now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now, let's shift. Let's talk some grades. Let's go through some PFF. Let's go through some analytics. Let's go through all those things. Now, because this is a longer week, which I'm super pumped about, we're going to be doing all our film breakdowns like we always do. Yeah, like, that never changes. But anyway, what I'll say is this. All the film breakdowns are going to be coming out. I am going to be taking a day off this week weekend. Monday, I'm going to be taking a day off, and the wife, we've synced our schedules. It'll be my first day off this year. I'm so pumped about it, or this season. That's going to be fun. But trust me, all the film breakdown is going to be coming out. We're going to be doing our Zoom hangout as well this week. I haven't got that scheduled. Probably going to be Tuesday or Wednesday. Stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that. We'll get that taken care of. Now, I do want to put this up there because we've got, man, the 49ers rush road trip. If you've ever been to one of our events, which we had an awesome time this week in Seattle. Next trip's going to be out in Tampa Bay. That's going to be huge. You know, we're checking with all the facilities after the hurricane, and, you know, hope everybody's safe. Obviously, our stupid trips aren't the priority there, but we're still organizing that party. That's still full go. So we're going to be at the Bucks. We're going to be at the Bills game, and then we're also going to be at the Arizona Cardinals game. But if you want to look sharp, look at this stuff, man. The 49ers Rush Road Trip team put together a freaking awesome site, and they are just representing 49ers bling. So if you want one of those, like, badass Debo chain helmets and stuff, they got them set up for you. All you do is go to sfgoldrushgear.com, sfgoldrushgear.com, use promo code ROADRUSH, one word, all capitals, R-O-A-D-R-U-S-H. Man, I'm dyslexic. That's the hardest thing in the world to do. Spell that out. You get 20% off. And so it'll ship straight to you. They got all kinds of stuff that's just incredible. Go check out the site. Support the channel and support awesome people that are, you know, people don't understand how much it costs to throw these shit digs and to travel and to get, you know, 8+ people's flights. And, like, it's expensive. And so we're always trying to find ways to offset costs and whatever else and all those things. This is one of those ways. I'm not in charge of any of that. It's just the team came together and built this awesome site. It's incredible. They have so much inventory. So go check that out. Always want to support them. Let's talk grades. Let's go offense first. Dominique Pooney, the rookie, baby, the number one highest graded player. He had an 87.8 grade, but my favorite thing about it, a 90.3 run blocking grade for Dominique Pooney. And our whole entire offensive line for years now has been Trent Williams and the Misfits, right? That's what it's been. It's not that anymore. It is not that anymore. You now have, or seem to have, two stalwarts, two of them. Trent Williams, Hall of Famer, absolutely incredible. And now Dominique Pooney, who has continued to play. He's playing Pro Bowl level football. He really, really is. Now, here's Trent. Let's go back to Trent. Just talking about how good Dominique Pooney's been.
That's amazing. I didn't know he didn't play right guard in college, so I just learned something. Yeah, which is crazy because, I mean, he literally has the makings of a Pro Bowl, pro player at that position. So, but he's, like I said, he's a godsend, man. He's a, you know, really, really good kid. Really, really professional. He gained his teammates' respect just by the way he carried himself.
It's incredible what he's done. I mean, just from, you know, if we're just looking from an analytics standpoint, right, PFF, we kind of always have to go back to them because they do such a good job because the snap-by-snap-by-snap breakdown that they do, they don't miss a snap. Every single play is graded. He's the eighth highest-rated guard in the NFL. Top 10. Every team starts two. 32 teams. There are 64 starting guards in the NFL. He's eighth. Eighth. Dude's playing like a freaking back-end first-round pick, early second-round pick. Absolute stud. And again, the theme this whole time, this whole game, has to be rookies are amazing. Rookie draft class, awesome. Everybody hitting. Oh, look at this. Alejandro, appreciate you, man. He says, you guys got to go to John's tailgate. We got four fire emojis and the F word in there. I freaking love it. Thank you. My favorite thing is at our parties is just building community, awesome relationships. I never get to spend as much time with everybody, you know, so many moving parts, making sure everybody's happy, which is hard to do when you got 200 plus people in a city that you're not in and what, you know, that you don't live in setting up, but, we're getting better. We're improving the process. And if you ever leave one of our events and you're not happy, please talk to me. We will make it right. However way we can, we will always make it right. So if for some reason things ain't right, just reach out. We'll figure it out. We'll make it work. Now, Dominique Pooney 1, Jordan Mason 2 continues to be amazing. Only played 18 snaps. The shoulder issue was a major, you know, he was running the ball very, very well. You look, he had an 86.6 grade. You look at the stat line, dude had 9 carries for 73 yards. I mean, he was averaging 8.1 yards per carry. You know, saw the injury happen in the second quarter, and he's on the sideline. He's got his helmet on, and I was just watching 24. Like, is he going back in? Is he going back in? Because we said, without Jordan Mason, you're in trouble. Isaac Garrido has been awful, terrible, terrible. But even Isaac Garrido stepped in and made one of the best plays. Now, if we look at where he ranks, Isaac Garrido got a 63 grade. He was not good. we'll go through it with the film. But, man, he had that one huge home run play, and that was just everything. So, like, it was at that point where it's like, gosh, they got 3 timeouts. If we don't get a first down, they're going to get the ball back with good field position, time on the clock to go ahead and win. And so let's go to Debo. I thought this was probably one of Debo's best press conferences. Shout out to the great Juan Salas for getting these clips up, and Eric Meissner, our IG guy that helps with everything and the trips. Gosh, shout out to this team. This team is incredible. Thank you, 49ers Rush team. But here's Debo talking about Garrido and that huge run.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know why he didn't score. I would have scored. he said he was looking at the sideline and people was telling him to go down for what I don't know. Why he looking at the sideline running anyway. But man, that's just huge. It's kind of like next man up mentality. You know, we always want Mooney out there, but Renardo went out there and took advantage of the opportunity.
That's huge. Huge opportunity. Probably should have scored, but like it was one of those plays that wasn't – he didn't hurt the team by sliding. Should have scored. And Shanahan even said, like, here, I'll play the clip just so we have it here. Let me find the right one. Oh, no. I should have it. Here's the Garrido Shanahan talking about what Isaac should have done.
You always feel like guys are close. I mean, we were running the ball pretty well all day. You know, when they're going to really commit to stopping the run and try to get in those 8-man fronts. We got a good bounce read where we got outside. And usually when there's not 2 safeties there, which I don't think there were, you break them. And he's got the speed to do it. Said he's an eyelash slower than Raheem. And they had a pretty fast guy chasing him. But he said he wanted to give that to Juice. So it ended up working out well. Got to run more time off the clock.
Want to see him slide there at the end?
Hell no. We want him to score. And I don't think he slid. That's what he's claiming. I think he got – I think 21's a fast player. And he got him a little bit there at the end, I think. I mean, I'll see it. You guys saw it. But ended up working out better for us.
Yeah, my favorite thing is that he stayed in bounds. That was huge. So whether he slid – I don't think he did, but he should have scored. He thought nobody's going to catch him, but it's the NFL. Shout out to 21. That dude's a baller. It's going to be fun playing against him. You know, one of the cool things, like, I love Buda Baker, and I love playing against him. It sucks that he made, you know, the game-winning play against us, against George Kittle. Like, I love that George Kittle-Buda Baker matchup. Buda Baker freaking knocked George Kittle in the mouth and won the game for them on that last play against us. But, like, I love best on best. And 21 Devin Witherspoon, like, dude, we're going to be playing against that guy for a long time. And I love it. Yeah, I want to walk away with the division all the time. But best on best is huge. Now, sticking with the best of the 49ers, Jordan Mason second, George Kittle third. Good gosh. 80.6. Played 57 of 65 snaps. Was just awesome. 2 touchdowns. Great, great, great. Debo number 4. Brock Purdy 5. Brock Purdy was. Whew. Brock Purdy is so freaking good when he is protected. When he's protected, that's what's important. So let's go back to Silverback here. Sorry, I played so many clips. I don't know if you guys can tell. I know that my voice yesterday, I couldn't even talk. Because it's just so much celebration at the game, you know, the events, all those things. And so yesterday, like, I thought about doing a quick live show. I couldn't talk. My family couldn't even understand me when I got home from the airport. Now you can tell it's still, I don't want to ruin it. We'll see what happens during the Texas game if I start screaming too much. But I'm trying to use these clips to get as much coffee in so that my voice doesn't die during the show. But I'll never not be a fan. It's funny. Whenever I coached, it was the same way. Like, if I still had a voice after halftime, I knew we were either blowing a team out or getting blown out. But if we were blown, if we were getting blown out, then my voice was completely gone almost always. But like, this is just the way I am. I'm never going to temper my excitement or anger at a game. I'm a fan. I'm a fan first. And so if you're watching this show for the first time, understand, not a beat reporter, not an insider, never will be those things. I am a fan that loves the 49ers, travels with the 49ers, hangs out with 49er fans, and wants to create community and enjoy the experience. I love going to these games, and I'm not going to change. Man, it's third down. I'm going to be out there starting chants at the Seahawks thing. I did. Probably one of the coolest things ever. Starting the defensive chant in the fourth quarter when they were like in the end zone by where I was at. That was cool. Like, man, I'm going to scream every time. I ain't changing. If you guys have been to a game with me, y'all know that. But Brock was incredible. Three touchdowns. Didn't turn the ball over. Here's Big Trent just on how good Brock Purdy's been.
I'm engaged. I think I seen Debo's, you know, because the DN I was supposed to be blocking was chasing him in coverage, so I had a pretty good vantage point on that. You know, I was kind of nervous because I know 53 can run, but you know, obviously Debo got the full stride and it was game over. So, but yeah, you know, Brock, as long as we keep him upright, as long as we keep the pocket clean, I mean, he's going to make the right decisions. He's going to put us in good position. So, you know, we're not surprised by that.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
If Brock is upright, good things will happen. And they never got too close to him really at all this entire game. You know, you look at here, let me scroll down to the defensive stats for the Seattle Seahawks. They had four quarterback hits, zero sacks. So you weren't getting those major negative plays that have been showing up. I think that's huge. You don't turn the ball over. You protect the ball. You run the ball, sustain all those things. That's where good things happen. Now, let's go back. George Kittle, this is what he said after the loss last week. Very simple. What do you got to do to get things right, George Kittle?
So, I mean, I think all we have to do is hold on to the football, run the ball really well, and we're going to be okay.
It's so simple. No turnovers for the 49ers. You run the ball 33 times for 228 yards, 6.9 yards per carry. With no turnovers? Yeah, you win that game. Now, I can't believe you only won the game by 12. Again, you look at these stats. You had 483 yards offense. Three turnovers forced. One on special teams, two interceptions. We'll talk about those. And you only won by 12. You only won by 12. Big reason why that is, and you know, you see it here. Appreciate everybody right here. Josh, our special teams continue to let teams hang around. And we'll break down the entire special teams tape, which started to take years off of my life because they're just so poorly coached every single freaking time. David, right here. I think if we had decent special teams, all the other areas would improve as well. It's hidden yardage. Like, we always used to emphasize complimentary football when we coached. And it's like, man, the defense gave up, you know, this many scoring drives, but a lot of those scoring drives are so short. They only got to drive 30 yards till they're in field goal range because they're getting the ball past the 40 every time after a kickoff. It's so bad. It's so bad. So, David, I 100% agree with you, man. It's bad. Now, let's flip that. What was the good right here, man? Thank you, Poison Protector. Kittle was Kittle. Captain showed up. My number one takeaway after the loss last week was, where the hell are the captains? You know, you had offensive play where defining play, I already talked about, where Buda Baker came and blew him up. George Kittle, Trent Williams, and Kyle Juszczyk had three missed assignments and three loafs on the Mason fumble that ruined the game last week. That was on offense. Then you had Fred Warner with a loaf and missed assignment on the two-point conversion as well. And so you had all these captains just not showing up. Well, if we look at our captains and kind of what they did this game, good Lord, okay? Brock Purdy, 3-0, didn't turn the ball over. Incredible, right? Kyle Juszczyk. When Kyle was out there, great things happened. Got the touchdown at the end. You know, that was really, really cool. Deebo Samuel, 3 catches, 102 yards. Freaking unbelievable. George Kittle, 2 touchdowns, 5 catches, 58 targets on 58 yards on 6 targets. Great. Trent Williams played his freaking rear end off. Go to the defensive side. Look at what, you know, Fred Warner did. 11 tackles, 1 pass breakup. Was all over the place. Nick Bosa might have had the best game of his career, and he didn't even get a sack. Like, people showed up doing what they were supposed to do. Look at this. Orlando. Captain Saul Judge. So, I love it, man. We're going to keep calling him out. I don't think any of them watch our show, but I do like that. I do like that. I think, and yeah, Jordan, we're not doing prevent defense. We're doing the opposite. We're doing cover one man stupid crap still on third down. We break down all that film. Teams are coming back because the special teams have missed opportunities. That's what it is. Now, let's round out our grades on the offensive side. Remember, anything above a 70 is starter level play. So you had Brandon Ayuk with a 73, Trent Williams with a 71. His pass blocking grade was the highest, 84.9. Lower run blocking grade for Trent Williams, actually. Lowest graded player, Spencer Burford, came in 14 snaps. Did not look good when Aaron Banks was having cramps. Chris Conley, 6 snaps. He had a 56 grade. Colton McKivitz actually had a better pass blocking grade than run blocking grade. I'm curious. I want to talk about the blocking grades first, and then I want to show just kind of what Brock Purdy did next-gen stat-wise. Aaron Banks gave up 4 pressures, the most in 1 quarterback hit. No sacks, so that's huge. Pooty gave up 2 pressures. Brindle gave up 2 pressures. Colton McKivitz only gave up 1 pressure. Him and Trent, 1 pressure each. Freaking awesome. That's really good. That's really good, actually. So I like that. Now, let's put up here. This is the Next Gen Stats Brock Purdy kind of target area. So if you're just listening and not looking at this or watching the show, that's okay. I'm going to do my best to explain it. My favorite thing about this, the green dots are completions, the white dots are incompletions, and the blues are touchdowns. The best pass of the game was that George Kittle in the corner of the end zone, the front corner, front right corner. That was incredible. The Deebo pass was great. But most of that was Deebo. And then the other pass to Kittle was awesome. We'll break all that down in the film. But my favorite thing, and the reason why I want to show this, you have 2 completions behind the line of scrimmage. And then all passes under 5 yards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Brock only completed 18 passes. And I have been screaming, more checkdowns, more checkdowns, more checkdowns. And it just sustained drives, whereas you go back to the Rams, you go back to the Cardinals, those games that we kind of keep losing, Brock's being greedy and just trying so stinking hard to always throw the ball downfield. He only had 1 pass that went over 20 yards this game. That was the Deebo touchdown. Every other thing was 20 air yards or less. And that's kind of what the 49ers should be doing. Take what is given. Yeah, run more play action. I like that because I'm pretty big on play action. And I think that it just freezes the linebackers every single time. Only 9 play action plays. I wish that was more. And a lot of that is because we're going with Kyle Juszczyk as the third down back. And as soon as Kyle Juszczyk's the only back, teams aren't worried about Kyle Juszczyk breaking a draw play for 15 yards on third and long. They're not. They know it's a pass. So the fact that you have lost all of your play action ability on third down because of personnel reasons. Now this game, you were just putting things together. Jordan Mason's hurt, you know, all those different things, but man, right here, Poison. You know, every time Juice makes a play, the crowd yells Juice. We were doing it in Seattle. so many fans. That's what I love. Jord, why is it whenever Brock has one bad game, it's a referendum on his career? How long does the kid have to be there? So here's, and again, this is just my own personal take. As somebody that puts in so much time on draft work, you know, we do 200 players, 300 is the most we've ever done in a draft. This year we did 199. We go through and I watch at least two games on every single player that I rank, background research. We have a whole team helping with that. You put in a lot of time, and a lot of the national kind of media, big time media, they have their narratives built by the player coming out of college, right? So everybody said Brock Purdy's not him, myself included. Okay. And again, probably one of the best things that I do on here is I call myself out because I'm wrong all the damn time. I'll be the first one to tell you I was wrong on Brock. Yeah, I'm a Longhorn guy. I've seen Brock play all through college, and I never was scared of a game against Iowa State because of Brock Purdy. My evaluation of him was way off. So was the entire NFL. In fact, so was the 49ers. If the 49ers knew Brock would be what he is, you wouldn't have taken him 262 overall. Every single NFL team was wrong. So you get these national media evaluators or whatever, and they all said Brock wasn't him, myself included. I'm not a national media member. I'm just a fan on steroids, hopefully. I don't take steroids. If I did, my arms would be bigger. My wife would probably like me more. Maybe I should. No, I'm not going to. Don't do that. But the idea is this. They will not allow new evidence to change their opinion because that makes them look like they were wrong. So instead of that, you just stick with sunk cost fallacy, all that different stuff. Well, this one play proves I was right all these times ago. All these other players don't. All these other plays don't. And so I think that's a lot of it. It's an ego, machismo type thing. And whenever you look at these quote unquote like analytic nerds, which I love analytics, right? We're going through it now. But like, I don't know how to tell people analytics are a key part of the NFL and figure out what works and what doesn't. But at the end of the day, they wear pads for a reason. This is a physical game between grown-ass gladiators, and at some point, you impose your will. EPA and whatever, yards per route run, all those are fun. Yards per separation, don't care. At the end of the day, you're not stopping me. I am running through your face. That's it. And there are things that analytics can't measure, and Brock Purdy has those in spades. That's what it is. And so these people, and here's what's crazy. They don't watch the games. They don't. They don't watch it. As somebody that goes through every single play the 49ers have ever run through the coaches' tape for 3.5 years now, I can tell you it is physically impossible to do what is needed for all 32 teams. You cannot do it. You know, when me and my coaching buddies started getting out of coaching, and, you know, again, I coached in Texas down in Duncanville. It was just so much time. It was awesome. I loved it. But I was spending the night in my office twice a week during football season. I slept in my office repeatedly twice a week just so I could get the film breakdown, scouting reports, everything that needed to be done, done. It just was easier. You can't do that for 32 teams. And when me and all my coaching buddies were starting to like, all right, we got families. It's probably not worth, you know, 80-hour weeks every week. And I want to, you know, coach my kids, all those things. And we're like, man, what would it take? Because the idea is, man, when one of us becomes like the head coach, I get to fill my staff. I'm calling you, you're my first call. And it, like, that's fun and all. But then it's like, man, I don't think I could do the job correctly that needs to be done to build a scouting report, a game plan, scheme evaluation, self scout, all those things. Like, the amount of time it takes to diagnose those things is killer. So it's easier to just pull up a report and say, oh, well, his air yards or his yak are too much, or, you know, actually his degree of difficulty versus separation. Yeah, that took you 2 seconds to go by. And a lot of these people don't understand football. So you're getting analytics and all this information, which is beautiful, to supplement arguments on players, but it should always start and end with film, not watching Red Zone. I watch Red Zone. I have one TV on Red Zone, and I got the games up on there. But even the broadcast view, you can't tell a lot of things. You have to go through the tape. What does Kyle always say at the end of the game? Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to go through the tape. That dude's on the sideline. He's got a better view than anybody. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to watch the tape. And so you get these guys that just don't understand football. Like guys like Colin Cowherd. You think Colin Cowherd watches football? You think Colin Cowherd goes through all 22 tape? Like, and I'm not trying to like bash him, but like he's notorious for bad takes on 49ers quarterbacks after Trey Lance and his daughter, which I get, totally get. But I will always include that because that's whenever he changed his opinion on everything, right? With the 49ers, he hasn't gone back since then. But he's not even writing the takes. Not only is he not watching the tape, the coach's tape, he's not watching the game. He's not writing those takes. I know writers that work on that show. And those or have worked on that show, they literally tell him what to say. Like he's a mouthpiece, right? That's just what he is. And it works because it pisses everybody off and whatever else. That's what those guys do. That's why they're always wrong on Brock Purdy. Not because they don't watch the tape. They don't watch the tape. I sound like Rich. Shout out to Rich. Watch the tape, man. It changes things. And if you want to watch the tape, well, guess what? That is the best way to support the show. You want to learn football? This is where you got to go.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
And then on top of that, we do have our Zoom hangout this week. It's going to be Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll figure it out upcoming. Just talk about the upcoming schedule, all those different things. Excited about that. Ah, so excited. Now, let's go defense. Let's talk grades. Number one player, baby. I've been barking up this dude's tree, telling the 49ers what the hell are they doing. There's two guys that I was like, these are positions of need. These are good players. Evan Anderson comes in number one. Mr. Anderson. 93.3. Only played 13 snaps. Dude went out there and balled out. Two pressures on only four pass rush snaps. He got two pressures. That's a 50% pass rush win rate. That's insane. Give this dude more snaps. 93.3 is all pro level play. Huge. Malik Mustafa, second highest rated player with an 80.2 grade. Only played 20 snaps before the injury. But he is looking the part. The interception was huge. First game without a missed tackle. They only played 20 snaps, but that, if you could fix that biggest weakness in Malik Mustafa's game, I'm telling you, this trajectory, it's pointing up, man. George Odom, I'm going to argue, is the best safety we have on our team through the season. He has more pass breakups. He had two more this game than all of our safeties combined through this season. George Odom has more pass breakups than all of our safeties combined through the season. Dude had six tackles, no tackle for losses, two pass breakups. Whenever they targeted Odom, they targeted him five times. They caught one ball for 6 yards. Two pass breakups. Dude, Odom should be starting. Odom and Malik Mustafa are our two best safeties right now. Period. Period. Renardo Green was fourth, 76.7. He played great. They went after the Rook now. 11 targets. This one goes to 11. Only gave up five catches for 57 yards. Did give up one touchdown, but had an interception. Awesome. Nick Bosa, I thought, was great. The missed tackles continue, though. 14 pressures. It's incredible how much this guy impacts the game. It is incredible how much this guy impacts the game. 68 out of 78 snaps. Great. Jair Brown had a 70.5 grade, which is really good for him this season. He has been bad, bad, bad. Had another missed tackle, two solo stops, and he was hitting pretty good. He only had one target go his way. It was not caught. So the idea of Jair Brown being taken advantage of, You know, you go to the Cardinals game, wherever 27 was, that was the read. That was the first primary read in the second half. They went right at Jair Brown. Seattle, not so much. Played all 78 snaps. I love that. Let's be real. He's one of the only safeties that stays healthy. You know, he's staying out there. He's durable. So that's got to be worth it. And my biggest matchup for them was JSN versus Jair Brown. That never took place. So Nick Sorensen, I didn't think it was a very good defensive game. I think it was all right. Didn't put Jair Brown in bad spots. Didn't put him in bad spots. So I'm cool with that. Sam O, my man. My man. The only sack of the game. Played 32 snaps, baby. Dude, I need like a Sam O jersey. I just love this dude whenever he's out there. Had a 62.5 grade, so it was a downgrade game for him. But they're using him as a pass rusher. He played 9 run snaps, 21 pass rush snaps. Dude was in coverage twice. They're dropping Sam O in coverage. That's awesome. But he had 3 pressures, 1 sack, had 2 solo run stops. Just a guy that contributes. 32 snaps. Every single game he has played, he has been above Leonard Floyd. God, he's so freaking good. He is so good. Worst rated players we had was D. Winters. Only played 12 snaps. Not great. We'll see what the film says. Kevin Givens. This is what Kevin Givens does. He's at the top or he's at the bottom. He's a scheme-dependent guy. That's what it is. So those are kind of the key grades, the key takeaways. Gosh, man. I thought the defense did well. I didn't think the defense played great. But the takeaways made up for a lot of that. Those 2 interceptions by the 2 rookies, that was gigantic. And, you know, Geno Smith continues to struggle. I told you guys my bet of the week was Geno Smith under 1.5 touchdowns and under 2.5 touchdowns. We hit on both those. So, you know, we went 4 of 7 on bets, which, you know, we didn't lose money, and the payouts basically breaks even. We'll see what happens, with the rest of the week, because we've got some 2-team teasers. But if you haven't bet with us yet, we're still up big time on the year.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
You know, it's funny. The only bets we missed were Jordan Mason bets, the injury. And then we had Jennings over 30 receiving yards. And he had that slant play where Brock threw it at his feet. And it's like, ah! And they didn't get a target the rest of the game. We started running the ball, which is a good thing. But, man, we did pretty good. We got really close to going perfect 7 for 7 this week. But injuries happen. That's part of it. David, was Fred Warner hurt more than he is letting on? Yes. Yes, he was. He was still incredible, but not his usual, you know, all-universe play. Fred Warner's never missed a game in the NFL. Ever. Ever. He is Superman. That's what he is. Gosh, Fred Warner's incredible. Right here, Steven. What's up, man? He says, Niners have 3 key players hurt. 2 of those 3, need to look right. Greenlaw and CMC, they're coming back. And now, man, let's talk about this. Ricky Pearsall, baby. Now, they activated the practice window. That's a 3-week window. I do not expect Ricky Pearsall to play against the Chiefs. I really, really don't. Maybe against the Cowboys, but probably get activated in the bye week. I think you get him up to speed because all the other wide receivers are healthy now. Chris Conley's healthy. Jacob Cowing's healthy. All three of your, you know, starting number one wide receivers are healthy. So I don't think that this is a, I would not see Kyle Shanahan as saying we need to make it a priority for him to get snaps right now. Maybe as a punt returner, maybe as a kick returner. That would be cool, but probably not as the wide receiver one. Will he help in the red zone? Yes. We don't do four wide receiver red zone things, but I don't think he's going to be active this week, personally. I don't think that happens. I think you just slowly, because again, he missed all of training camp, guys. Not with the gunshot. He missed all of training camp with the shoulder and a hamstring. Like he has not practiced with the 49ers much at all. Like really at all. So the fact that the practice window's open, I think he needs valuable time running routes, 7-on-7, air, 1-on-1s, 11, like that is what going against the scout team. I'd probably put him out there as the scout team to get reps against R1s and see how that goes. So we'll kind of see how that plays out. But I'm excited. I'm thankful. The fact that he's playing at all this year is pretty incredible. The fact that he's alive is pretty incredible. You know, again, and I didn't like the pick. I don't think a lot. I didn't think the value was there, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be worth it long term. I hope that he's the best wide receiver we've ever drafted. I didn't think it was the smartest pick, but hey, we got him. Let's get him out there. Let's see what he could do and slowly bring him in. You know, again, you stick to wide receiver snap counts. I think that there is still a major issue with who's getting what snaps. You look at it, Brandon Ayuk got 62 out of 65. Okay, he's played almost every single snap. Debo got 53 out of 65. Jennings got 34. I think that's a problem. Jennings needs more wide receiver snaps. Jennings needs more wide receiver snaps. Then you look at the other, Chris Conley got 6. Jacob Cowan got 1. That was on just a kneel down. Like, who are you taking snaps away from? You take it away from Ayuk, Debo, Jennings? You taking 6 away from Conley? What, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm like, okay, activate him. And I want him, he's a first-round pick. I want to see it, but I think it's going to be slow. I think it's going to be a slow, I don't know where those snaps come from. This is why everybody was like, oh, they're trading Debo, they're trading Ayuk. I didn't trade either of them. But it's like, man, where are these snaps going to come from? And people were like, well, if he can't beat out, you know, Juwan Jennings, then, but Juwan Jennings is our best wide receiver through the year so far. He's our best wide receiver through the year so far. So I don't know. It's a great problem to have. It really, really is. Maybe he can play running back. I'm joking. Do not put him at running back. But you can do a lot of those end arounds and screens and all that kind of stuff because he was a slot guy. He was the Debo role for 2 teams. So we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. What's up, Tommy? How we doing, man? Appreciate you here, brother. Always appreciate it. 49ers minded. I love it. He says, I've been waiting to see what Pearsall could do for some time. We all have been. I went to all the training camp practices, and you could never find him. There were like 2 that he practiced on, and he got hurt on both those practices. Made big plays in both. But, yeah, we'll have to see what that looks like. We really, really will. So it's going to be a fun week, man. Enjoy this Sunday because, man, we just get to sit back and relax. Just get to sit back and relax. Hopefully Arizona loses. We stay in first place. Rams, whatever. We'll get through all that. But that's going to do it for today. I appreciate it. My voice lasted, which I'm pretty excited about. I didn't think it was going to. I was like, man, this is probably going to be a 30-minute show. But we kept going. We powered through, baby. That's right. We Fred Warnered it. I should never be in the same sentence as Fred Warner. Anyway, you guys are the best. Thank you so much for everything. And as always, stay strong, faith.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.